SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
Οι νέοι πελάτες σας ακούν αυτή τη διαφήμιση τώρα. Τι θα τους λέγατε αν μπορούσατε για την επιχείρησή σας? Το SBS είναι ο πιο αξιόπιστος πολυγλωσσικός ραδιοτηλεοπτικός φορέας της Αυστραλίας. Οι ακροατές μας είναι πιστοί, ιδιαίτερα επικεντρωμένοι στα προγράμματά μας και έχουν υποστηρίξει αμέτρητες τοπικές επιχειρήσεις. Η δική σας θα είναι η επόμενη. Προσφέρουμε διαφημιστικά πακέτα για επιχειρήσεις όλων των μεγεθών. Η εμπειρία ομάδα πωλήσεών μας θα σας καθοδηγήσει στην διαδικασία και τη δημιουργία μιας εξαιρετικής καμπάνιας. Φέρτε την δική σας διαφήμιση ή αφήστε την ομάδα μας να το κάνει σε μία από τις 68 γλώσσες μας. Τι περιμένετε? Ξεκινήστε τη συζήτηση με το νέο σας κοινό σήμερα. Ηλεκτρονικό ταχυδρομείο sales@sbs.com.au.
Είστε παρέα με το SBS Ελληνικά.
We would like to acknowledge the traditional owners of the lands, skies and waterways and pay our respects to elders past and present. We pay our respects to the world's oldest continuing culture. Hello everyone, this is Pano Apostolou, you're listening to the SBS Greek Radio. Στο Φεγγαρόλουστο χωριό, η μάχη της Κρήτης. Into the Moonlight Village, the Battle of Crete. This is the title of the bilingual, in Greek and in English, collaboration of poetry and art. Poems and drawings about the resilience of the Cretan people and the fighting spirits of the Anzacs who fought the German Nazis in May and in June 1941. The painter in this book is Michael Winters and the poet is Politimi Tataraki. We invited Politimi to have a chat about this poetic collection that it will be presented soon. Politimi, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, Panos, for your time, and hello, everybody.
The book will be officially presented and launched in Melbourne this coming Sunday, 9th of June, at the Greek Centre. It's an event that is being organized by the Greek Community of Melbourne, the Cretan Brotherhood of Melbourne, and the Greek Australian Cultural League. But before Politimi, we say anything about the book and your poems, could you please tell us how are you connected with the Battle of Crete and with the Anzacs?
My mother's side of the family lived in Yerakari, in Rethymno, high up in the mountains, and this in the Amari Valley. And this valley was a very big resistance hub during the occupation and also during the battle. There was a lot of action there. I grew up hearing some stories from Mum. She was very young when the war started, about 12. So I only ever heard very small snippets from her. It took me a long time to go back to Crete. I was born in Crete, but my parents brought me out when I was only a baby. And I didn't go back until I was, you know, in my early 30s for the very first time. And my uncle took me down to the memorial and showed me where my grandfather had been executed in the Kedros Holocaust of 1944, the 22nd of August. All the stories my mother told me suddenly became real in that landscape. When I got back to Australia, I had a very big, you know, it changed my life. I had a very big, it felt like a calling. I had to do something creative. Back then, I didn't really write poetry. I was involved in theatre and I always thought it would be a play. Then I thought it would be a novel. Then when I met Michael Winters and I encountered his work, by that time I had, because that was many years later, by that time I had become a poet and I instantly knew that it would be poetry. On the other side, on the Anzac side, of course, I grew up in Australia, and when I was writing the poems, before I set out to write them, it was very, very important to me to give equal voice to the Cretans, my ancestors, and to the Australians and New Zealanders, the Anzacs. So that was my big goal, was to give voice to all of them.
You answered the next question, which was like, why did you feel the need to write this poetry? Which my understanding is, Politimi, that the poems were written several years ago.
Look, I finished them in 2020. I wrote the very first one at the end of 2019 in December. The very first one was a birthday present for Michael. I didn't know what to get him that year, and I thought, you know what, I'm going to sit down and I'm going to write my first poem and surprise him. And then the rest of the year, 2020, I completed the rest of the poems. At school, in all the Anzac days we had and all the history lessons, the Battle of Crete was never mentioned.
And there were like 6,500 Anzacs that's stationed in the island, yeah?
That's right. And, you know, I grew up during the White Australia policy. When my parents took me to school, they changed my name from Politimi to Paulette. Hmm. So I always had these two sides in me. I had this, the Greek side and the Australian side. And, you know, I look back now and I think that's so unnecessary. We already had that brilliant history mm-hmm. behind us with the Battle of Crete, where the Australians gave their lives there. And I thought this so ironic that that should happen and so unnecessary. I didn't set out to do the poems really for a personal exploration. Maybe that was part of it. I think every poet writes for some sort of integration within themselves. As a Greek Australian, I really do feel something has come together that wasn't there before inside me.
Yeah. But have you ever thought why there was no mention, the Battle Creek was not mentioned in Australian history books? Do you believe that was intentionally?
Look, I have thought a lot about it, and I try to answer the question, and I think it's a very difficult question. Look, one thing that occurs to me, the Anzacs who went to Crete, they got together for the first time since Gallipoli. And we all know the legend around the Anzacs in Gallipoli. So a lot of people don't realise that the Anzacs were, you know, came together again at the evacuation in mainland Greece. They were reformed, especially for Crete. And the Anzac legend in Gallipoli is still so strong that we don't know yet how to say, look, there were some more Anzacs and they came to Crete. Maybe we're not ready to let go of that legend in Gallipoli because it was such a strong identity, or it is. It's such a strong part of Australian identity. I don't think it was deliberate racism.
They mention a lot the local population, the Cretans, that they fought very, very hard. We don't listen a lot about how brave the Anzacs was. And actually, and you mentioned the Battle of Gallipoli, and then we've got the Battle of Crete, which is another defeat for the Anzacs. Maybe that's why we don't want to mention that, because another loss, okay?
Yes, so that's right.
What do you think we should do, the government should do, the next generation of Aussies and Greeks could learn more about the Battle of Crete and the role of the Anzacs and, of course, the brave local Cretans? Reading poetry, first of all. Your poetry.
Yes, everybody should read the poetry, and it should become a textbook in every single school. These things can only happen when the school syllabuses are changed. I have a friend who's a history teacher, and I was talking to her just the other day, and I said, look, you know, I went to school, and I never had a history lesson once as a student about the Battle of Crete. And she said, you know, Polly, I've never taught one either. She said, I knew about the Australians in mainland Greece, but I never knew about the evacuation to Crete and the Battle of Crete.
I just want to touch the other thing about your experience working with Michael Winders, this beautiful artist and painter. Was it a hard collaboration, a poet and an artist and a painter together?
Well, no, it wasn't hard at all, because Michael had completed the 15 lino cuts in 2004, way before. So by the time I started them in 2019, they were already around for 15 years. He just left me to my own devices. So in that sense, it was a strange collaboration. It's not the collaboration in the usual understanding of the word, because we didn't sit down together and discuss it. It was a collaboration that happened over time and space. It had a life of its own, of course. It was exhibited in the Australian War Memorial. It had been exhibited in the Belconnen Arts Centre in Canberra. And when we met, we had this shared sensibility. I saw the work, and it's so strong and potent. And all my research, I suddenly realised this is giving me something so powerful. And it just was like the missing piece. So I just worked on it for a year, and every time I finished a poem, I would read it to Michael.
Tell us a few things about what is going to happen this coming Sunday, 9th of June, at 2:30 at the Greek Centre.
I've prepared a PowerPoint where people will view Michael's work as I read the poems. Michael talks about his work and I read the poems, and they will also get read in Greek. And I talk a little bit about the history behind each poem and the inspiration behind each poem.
The introduction will be done by Dean Kalimnios,
yes,
a very well-known Greek-Australian poet.
Yes.
And also there will be some Cretan music.
Yes, there'll be Cretan music at the end.
Free entrance for everyone, and the books will be there. People,
yes,
can purchase the books there.
Yes, absolutely, please. That'll be our pleasure to have them for sale for the Melbourne audiences.
We asked you to choose a poem to recite for us, and you recorded it, and you sent it in both Greek and in English.
Yes.
The title is Όταν έκλεψε ο Δαίδαλος. Δαίδαλος wept.
Right.
Why did you choose this poem, Politimi?
I chose this poem because it's towards the beginning of the book, the second one, and it's about the journey the Anzacs have just, or the Allied troops have landed in Crete. The previous one is about the actual evacuation from mainland Greece. This is a second poem, and it's about the Allied troops coming down the gangway from the destroyer, and they're about to set foot on Crete for the first time.
Daedalus wept. A swastika taunts the Parthenon. The night the Havoc sails for Crete, arriving in springtime, to see strange buds blossoming from Junkers. Alas, poor boys, for Malime, it was a long walk down the gangway for such a short-lived stay, and Daedalus wept to see such cruel ingenuity.
And the Greek translation of all the poems was done by Petros Fournaris.
Fournaris, yes, from Leros, in the Dodecanese. He did a great job. Somewhere in between translations and adaptations. So, I wanted him to have the freedom to do what he wanted. They're not just word-for-word translations. I didn't want that clunkiness. I wanted it to sound authentic in Greek.
Όταν έκλαψε ο Δαίδαλος, τον Παρθενώνα χλιβάζει η σβάστικα. Μα για την Κρήτη αναχωρεί το χάβοκ μέσα στη νύχτα και φτάνει άνοιξη να δει τον Ιούνκερ τα νυχτά λουλούδια. Δύσμυρα του μάλι με παιδιά που κατεβαίνατε ώρες την ανεμόσκαλα τόσο λίγο να μείνετε, τόσο δαιμονική εφήγεια που και ο Δαίδαλος έκλαψε ακόμα.
It is a very beautiful job. Politimi Tataraki, thank you very much for your time. All the best this Sunday. And of course, let us know about the future events, the future presentations in other Australian cities that I'm sure will take place by the end of the year.
We're touring Australia. Thank you very much, Panos, for your questions.
Θέλετε να ακούσετε περισσότερες ιστορίες σαν και αυτήν? Ακούστε στο Apple Podcast, στο Google Podcast, στο Spotify ή οπουδήποτε ακούτε podcast.